When I'm not hosting this podcast, I am writing books, but it is really hard for me to write when I'm at home, so I like to find remote cabins in the middle of nowhere to just hang out and write. But I hate the idea of my house just sitting empty, doing nothing but collecting dust and definitely not collecting checks. And that's why I'm an Airbnb host. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. Other popular side hustles are awesome too, don't get me wrong, but they often involve big startup costs. By hosting your space, you're monetizing what you already have access to. It doesn't get easier than that. And if you're new to the side hustle game and you're anxious about getting started, don't worry because you're not in this alone. Airbnb makes it super easy to host. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth a lot more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. I'm Nicole Lappin, the only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. It's time for some money rehab. Believe it or not, we are in late spring, and in the BC area, that's BC before COVID, that would mean it's open house season for many real estate markets in the US. Of course, a lot has changed since then. Right now, aspiring homeowners are looking at a quadruple whammy. Decreased inventory from the massive homeownership grab that happened during COVID, increased prices because of said decreased inventory, mortgage rate hikes, and banking instability. If you're not sure homeownership is right for you, I have an episode for you. I've linked it in the show notes. But if you do know that homeownership is a savvy move for you and your finances, you're facing an uphill battle in this market. And there are many ways you can win if you're thoughtful about your strategy, of course. And a big part of this strategy should be, no surprise, your mortgage. So today I'm giving you a two-part mortgage cheat code that ultimately shrinks the amount you'll pay for your house by the time it's really yours. Number one, and I'm not going to mince words here, try your best not to get a 30-year mortgage. I think they are actually one of the biggest scams in the financial world that are made to look innocuous but are actually cancerous to your finances. Look at the numbers. If you get a 30-year $300,000 mortgage at 4.5%, then your monthly mortgage payment is $1,500 or so. Do you know what that amounts to at the end of 30 years? That is $547,000. You have basically paid double for your house with all of the interest that you've paid over time. The alternative is a 15-year mortgage, which has slightly higher monthly payments of about $2,200 and would total $413,000 at the end of the term. Now, paying $100,000 more than the original price for your house is not awesome, but it's not as bad as $250,000. If you're saying, uh-oh, I already have a 30-year mortgage, Lappin, keep it, just keep it. One of the things that doesn't suck about them is that they have a lot of flexibility. That means you can turn a 30-year mortgage that you likely got suckered into a 25-year or a 20-year or even a 15-year mortgage, really any number you want, simply by upping your monthly contributions. If you can get ahead of your payments, even by $100 a month and shorten the length of your term, please do. Make sure you call your lender though and let them know that you're doing this and that you want that money applied to your principal and not the interest. The philosophy behind going for the shortest mortgage duration possible is that we're trying to build assets, not get dragged down by debt. The 30-year mortgage is no way to sprint to wealth. It's not even a jog. If anything, it's kind of a crawl. Number two, and my personal favorite because it is so simple and makes a world of difference, make bi-weekly payments on your mortgage rather than monthly. So basically divide your monthly payment in half and pay that amount twice per month. In that $300,000 home example I just mentioned, you would save more than $40,000 in interest just by paying bi-weekly. That's because paying bi-weekly, you would make 26 payments over the 52 weeks in a year, which amounts to 13 or so regular payments a month instead of the traditional 12. This scheduling shifteroo can knock years and tons of interest off your mortgage. Have the bank set up biweekly payments to deposit automatically. Some banks or credit unions use third-party processors for biweekly payments with high fees. So if that's the case, you can DIY this by basically just picking a month to pay twice. But you can't just mail in extra money. You have to have a conversation with your lender first. It goes something like this. You. Hey there, I would like to set up biweekly payments for my mortgage. The lender says, great, we can set that up for you. You say, will those extra payments go toward my principal? The lender says, yes, I can help you with that, but we need a letter specifically saying that you want your additional payment to go toward your principal, as our default procedure is to hold extra payments in a non-interest-bearing account. You say, so glad I asked. Do you have a form letter stating this that I could just sign? Electronically would be even better. The lender says, sure thing. Look out for a secured email from the bank and follow the instructions to sign and submit. And scene. Another strategy is to prepay half of next month's principal, which cuts your payments in half in the long run. Millions of Americans dutifully pay their mortgages every single month without knowing the power of pocket change prepayments, even if they have the money to do so. Paying off even a little extra of the principal, not the interest, of the loan early can save you from the astronomical interest you wind up paying on your mortgage. It hurts my heart so much when a $500,000 home ends up costing you $1 million after interest payments in the long run. And my guess is that it hurts your heart too. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. When you're setting up your mortgage, you'll want to consider mortgage points. I think of these points as being prepaid interest fund bucks, where you can basically pay cash up front to get a lower interest rate for the long run. You might be required to buy points if your lender feels that your credit or your assets aren't necessarily up to snuff, but you can also choose to buy points at closing to reduce your interest rate, which is a smart way to benefit from having a lower rate down the road if you have the cash now. Each point you pay at closing lowers your interest rate 0.25% or 25 basis points. So in exchange for paying more upfront, you can lower your interest rate costs over the life of the loan. So if you paid, say, 2 points at closing, you could bring down a 5% rate to 4.5%. That is a lot of scratch over the life of the loan. But like most perks of homeownership, you're gonna need to stay in that house a long time to reap the benefit. Do you ever get FOMO, fear of missing out? Well, do you ever get FOMO-tupita, fear of missing out on the perfect hire? If so, I have the antidote. It's LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In any given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites, and that adds up to a serious squad of awesome candidates. LinkedIn has over 1 billion professionals on the platform, and these candidates are super qualified. So much so that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within just 24 hours. I work with LinkedIn Jobs for all of my dream team needs, so they're hooking up money rehabbers at linkedin.com/MNN. Go there and you can post your job for free. That's linkedin.com/MNN, as in Money News Network, to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Money rehabbers, you have money hidden in your house. Yeah, just hiding there in plain sight. Okay, so I don't mean you have gold bars hidden somewhere in walls, treasure map style, but you do have a money-making opportunity that you're just leaving on the table if you're not hosting on Airbnb. It's one of my all-time favorite side hustles. By hosting your space, you are monetizing what you already own. It doesn't get easier than that. For me, hosting on Airbnb has always been a no-brainer. When I first signed up, I remember thinking to myself, self, you pay a lot of money for your house. It is time that house returned the favor. And to get real with you for a sec, I felt so much guilt before treating myself on vacation because traveling can be so expensive. But since hosting on Airbnb, I feel zero stress for treating myself to a much needed vacation because having Airbnb guests stay at my house when I'm traveling helps offset the cost of my travel. So it's such a win-win. I mean, if I could do it, you could do it. And your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Money Rehab is a production of Money News Network. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Money Rehab's executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. Our researcher is Emily Holmes. Do you need some money rehab? And let's be honest, we all do. So email us your money questions, moneyrehab@moneynewsnetwork.com, to potentially have your questions answered on the show or even have a one-on-one intervention with me. And follow us on Instagram @moneynews and TikTok @moneynewsnetwork for exclusive video content. And lastly, thank you. No, seriously, thank you. Thank you for listening and for investing in yourself, which is the most important investment you can make.